Report, Arizona students taught only 4% of men. 2% of women exclusively heterosexual. By Brecken F. Teese on July 19, 2022. A psychology teacher in Arizona's Scottsdale Unified School District, SUSD, taught students that only 4% of men and 2% of women are exclusively heterosexual and that sexuality is a continuum, according to a report. Desert Mountain High School teacher Mackenzie Onofre presented a slideshow to students on sexuality and sexual orientation that teaches homosexual behavior seems a natural part of the animal world and spans human history. According to Onofre's presentation, the order of birth can be part of determining the likelihood that males are born homosexual, with the chances for each successive male being increased by 1/3. In addition, women have more erotic plasticity, flexibility and sexual interests than men, according to Onofre's presentation. There is a small group of Scottsdale teachers obsessed with gender and sexuality, SUSD school board candidate Karina Werner told Breitbart News. While a small group of students may benefit from these types of behaviors, the harm, anxiety, and confusion caused to a majority of students is highly problematic. Onofre cites American zoologist and sexologist Alfred Kinsey, dubbed the second Darwin by his high school classmates, whose work in the 1950s was aimed at convincing the world that tolerance of the enormous variety of sexual behavior that existed was right. Kinsey was the major force behind effectively breaking down America's sodomy laws, which were ended by the U.S. Supreme Court in the 2003 case Lawrence v. Texas. Lawrence appears to be on Justice Clarence Thomas's list of substantive due process cases to overturn in his concurrence in Dobbs v. Jackson. Women's Health Organization, the case that overturned infamous abortion case Roe v. Wade. According to the Arizona Daily Independent, Onofre, Desert Mountain Principal Lisa Hirsch, SUSD Superintendent Scott Menzel, and the SUSD Governing Board did not follow state law regarding sexual education material. In Arizona, all sexual education material must be posted publicly for a comment period and approved by the board. Parents must also consent to their child being taught such information. We are not aware if this process was followed as the district administration is stonewalling and ignoring parent requests for information, Werner said. Indeed, a parent reached out to Onofre and Hirsch regarding the material and received a response that reportedly brushed off the concern, as the parent's child was not in Onofre's class. The parent described the response from Hirsch as, "If it's not your kid being groomed by our teachers, don't worry about it. It's little wonder Scottsdale parents are unhappy with the quality of their children's education when lesson plans like these are uncovered," Parents Defending Education President Nicole Naley told Breitbart News. "At best, the district is failing to be transparent with families. At worst, it's actively obstructing them. The fact that this kind of programming is taking place behind closed doors, and that when families ask, they are rebuffed, is yet another data point as to why families are fleeing the public school system for alternatives that better suit their children's needs." Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.